one bourbon, one scotch, and several beers. This is the perfect pour.
That was genius, genius opening.
I don't know who came up with that.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are fun, interesting, the beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
For the 425th time, we are here to hang out with you. Enjoy some beers, talk about the beers we enjoyed the past week, and some beers we're looking out for, and also our listeners. The best, the greatest email slash voicemail segment in podcasting. Tell us about what's going on, what their drinking experiences this week, all that is ahead in the next 90-ish minutes or so. Before the show, we were tailgating, and I had an excellent new beer, a Liquid Gravity and Ghost Town Brewing collab called Nelly of the Beast. It is a West Coast IPA, and it was very good, featuring New Zealand's Nelson Sauvin and Mosaic Cryo hops, and it was a really good... really good West Coast IPA, and I'm recommending the Nelly of the Beast. Now, I already drank it all, so I'm ready for a new one. What are you drinking there, Nick?
My tailgate was a single can of Hi-Li from the single rack at Whole Foods.
The bargain bin.
Bargain bin. Rack. It was dated May 5th.
Did it get rung up properly when you were at the register? Or were they, like, confused by it? Did they have to ask for somebody?
I don't know. They started asking me about my cold brew coffee that I was buying. I have no clue.
They distracted you with that. They're like, let's just charge a full four pack. This cold brew, huh?
Bleep, $7.
Bezos has got to get his space money, bro.
Yeah. Charging six pack prices for single cans.
He's like, I want to go up in the upper app. Come on, Jeff Bezos didn't go to space. He went up to the highest part of the sky. He didn't really go to space.
It's way different.
I'm way up in the high part of the sky. I'm in space. Yeah. No, you're just really high up there. So
high.
So did you open a new beer then? Mm-hmm. You're still drinking that one.
So now I'm drinking. This lovely beer was supposed to be drank long ago. But it yet once again got lost in the back of the fridge.
Oh, I don't know how that happens.
So this is Russian River's Porter.
Oh, Porter.
Porter.
Where did you get that?
I believe this is a Wazoo beer.
Oh, okay. I was like, I've not seen that at the market, so I don't understand why you get.
I didn't drink it, so you're lucky.
Oh, there you go. And some Matt left over.
Oh. Matt is all, I don't feel like it. Give it to Nick.
I know it's a new beer because it has Santa Rosa and Windsor on the label.
Yeah. Windsor.
Mm. Not packaged for resale. So is this a...
Oh, that's illegal.
A case? Of, you have to buy it
not
case?
Packaged for resale. What did you package it for? Look at it. Don't sell
don't
this.
Touch it. No, don't open it.
Don't even look at it.
Can you hear it?
Can you hear the sustain? Can you hear the sustain?
Can you hear the sustain?
Well, I was gonna ask Matt what his beer is drinking there, but his house is taking him away.
Mm-mm.
I love golf!
Aha!
Boy.
First beer opening of the episode, and it is Southern California, Southern California where we still have the same governor. Dexterity check. West Coast IPA from Bottle Logic Brewing Company.
Ooh, Bottle Logic.
Bottle Logic. Isn't it logical that it's a bottle?
What are they going to do when they convert to cans?
Bottle Logic. I never thought about that. It's Bottle Logic, but it's in a can. What's going on, man? I guess they don't date their beers.
You got to turn it upside down to see the date.
Because I'm just even checking because I'm getting an older IPA aroma. But I never have I've yet to have a problem with anything at the market as far as singles go. So I rarely check dates because usually I'm buying something new.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to check the date, but.
Here's an interesting.
This, all right.
Something to think about.
Maybe it's not old. Maybe it's just.
You can't check the dates when you're at a brewery.
Hey, man. Can't check the dates when you're at a brewery, huh? You don't know what the fuck they're serving you.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Just because it's brewery, you
could assume it's from last year.
Maybe not.
Could be some from last year. See, I knew this would bring Matt back. He's like, oh, all right. That's all right. Enough of that talk. Undated brewery beer. Matt, what undated brewery beer are you drinking right now?
What?
What beer are you having? What beer did you have in our tailgate? What beer are you having now? I need the beer check. Drink check time.
Oh, Oktoberfest Lager.
Lager.
Tiger Sequoia.
Yep.
It's undated, isn't it? You don't know what fucking October that was from.
We put dates on our cans.
Oh, I know. Just messing. Use the Julian date. You make me do math. Tioga makes me do math when I look at underneath the cans. This is how I do the math for the Julian dates, which is the Tioga is the two last two numbers of the year, and then the numbers before that are the day of the year. So yeah. If it's like 286, I'm like, so I go 30, I go 30 plus 30 is 60. Okay. Uh-huh. So that's February. 60 okay. plus 60 is 120. That's okay. April. So 120 plus 120 is 240. That's April, May, June, July, August. So, it's a good beer. So, like, you can, if you happen to be next to me while I'm looking at a Tioga beer, like, you can see my mind, you can see smoke coming out of my ears. It's like, I'm just trying to figure it out.
You could just ask your phone and it'll take you to a calendar that'll have that on there. So. You probably already had your phone in your hand.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe.
I don't like talking to my phone.
I like talking to myself. I don't like talking to my phone. I'll talk to myself all day.
I'm much more reasonable when I get the answer I'm looking
for. I beat myself up pretty bad, so I don't really. It's usually not that much of a good conversation.
I'm over talking to myself. I'm
usually going, fucking idiot. God damn.
Fucking idiot.
That's
usually, What the hell, man?
So there, we're all drinking the beers, and we're ready for the programming of the show to begin.
I'm drunk.
I'm already drunk. Fair warning, I'm already drunk. So do with that what you will.
I'll take
one bourbon, one scotch. And five hazies.
Oh, God, no.
There's no way George Sorgan's drinking hazies, right? I mean.
Yeah.
George Thorogood would throw a hazy right back at the bartender's face. Like, this beer's gotten bad. Hey, look, man, come on down here. Yes, yes, sir. What's the problem? This beer is hazed up. Look at it. I can't even see through the beer.
What'd you pour orange juice in my beer for?
I'm George Thorogood. Damn it. Okay, Mr. Thorogood.
Not
I'm George Thorogood, not George Hazy. You did something wrong with this beer. Go take it back. Take it back, son. Now look here, man. Now look here, man. I'm gonna stay at your place tonight on your couch because you're kind of funny.
I'm funny too.
Oh, Matt, what's going on in the culture? You got any culture? Looking out for beers.
I haven't been looking out there to see beers coming up. I haven't. Yeah, so I don't have anything in that category. The only thing I kind of caught up on was some GABF medals that came out.
Yes.
And,
please proceed.
If it's not hoppy-ish and from California, people were just, they were just putting beers in weird categories. But
they don't know what to do with any other style. They're just like, boy, this isn't hoppy. What do I do with this?
So I don't know if I've had one of these before, but... I mean, I've had the beer. I know it's good, but the category it won for, but Mo Diggity from Liquid Gravity Brewing
had it.
Won in the Australian Pale Ale category.
What? I would not think of that beer as being an Australian Pale. They must have been like, fuck it, let's just put it in the Australian Pale category. Nobody will know the difference. It'll win.
Maybe they like loop in like New Zealand with Australia.
New Zealand hops and stuff.
There was Sudwerk, the People's Pilsner, the Bohemian style Pilsner category. They got a metal for that.
Metal.
Work-life balance from Hen House in the classic Saison category. Backyard Hero American Lager for in Sudwerk and a contemporary American style lager. That's the category.
Hero.
Let's see her. Rare Barrel on a fruited wood sour. Big surprise there. North Park got two. There was Army of Kinda Deadish, which was an Imperial India Pale Ale, which I feel is a very hard category to meddle in, but they figured that out. And then one of my favorites from them, Art is Hard. That was in the Juicy or Hazy India Pale Ale category. It's funny that they'll loop in Juicy and Hazy, but to me, those are almost two different things.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Here's one for the brother. Kilowatt Brewing got Maple Smoked Maibock under specialty beer.
Oh, yeah.
Maibock.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about Maibock category. I'm all about that.
Nitro Merlin Milk Stout.
Yeah. I told everyone in the house to shut the fuck up when they're announcing the Maibock category. Like, everyone's like loud and like having, like, shut up. The Maibock category. They're about to announce the Maibock category. Shut up.
Nitro Merlin Milk Stout placed in the sweet or cream stout category. No surprise there. That beer is always solid.
It's on nitro. Of course it is.
And there was, gosh, there was one that placed in, where was it? It was a coffee stout. I believe it was Carl Strauss.
Coffee stout. Let me see if I can.
Yep. Their golden stout.
Oh.
Oh. Placed in coffee beer category.
I like golden stouts.
So that's a, I mean, there had to have been at least 50 submissions in that category, and a golden stout one.
Do you think they should have to take a keg of the beer that they submitted, put it in a wagon, and drag it around the showroom floor for everybody to see?
Just to, this should teach a lesson to all the other beers?
Or, yeah, to show their keg, their keg skills, their... Yeah, I'm thinking like yeah. Like Westminster Dog Show, but for brewers. Like, oh, how are they going to show us there their beer? Go.
Now I'm with you. I think I should get a. I think keg stands should be get awarded a GABF.
Oh, yeah.
I'd fucking
whose keg would has the who has the most robust keg? You think?
That's the best keg standing keg. Now, I was trying to, I know Von Ebert of Portland, one of my favorite Portland brewers, they won a gold for American IPA with the volatile substance. They call it controversial because they call it Northwest IPA, but they won for American IPA.
Northwest type.
So, I don't know,
are they trying to invent a new style?
Well, Northwest IPA. I would think that's like a piney IPA, but.
Ooh, the.
But we always got to remember that GABF has, judges from all over the country, and they think a little differently than us here in California. We think if we taste something malty, we're like, take it back.
That's weird.
This is weird.
Pine. What was it? Pine.
Sudwork. We were like wondering about Sudwork the other episode, and like, is there still even a brewery? They won like best like brewery of the year in their category.
So we're just not.
Are they even brewing anymore? Did they like change jobs, or did they go into the car industry, or what's going on with Sudwork? They're brewery of the year. Okay. Well, we're paying Sudwork attention. Yeah, it sounds like a motor company.
That's how you know algorithms suck. You're like, why doesn't this show up in my feed?
Yeah, why do I never see Sudwork? And then all of a sudden, Sudwork, brewery of the year. Oh. Thank you, Instagram. Thank you, Facebook. Well, good on Sudwork. Former guest of the Perfect Pour, now brewery of the year. Coincidence?
I think not.
Just wait, get on the Perfect Pour, and then 6 years later, become Brewery of the Year.
Oh, is this, yeah, I like this trend.
Yeah. Search for it. We had a member of Sudwork on the show, so it's back there. Back when we had guests.
Oh, yeah, then.
Back in that era. Any other things, Matt? No? Okay. Nicholas.
I'm pretty sure I was served old beer, but I cannot
right be now? Certain
because they would not let me check the dates on the cake.
Where is this?
I don't want to say.
Your kegerator?
Right now, I still like this place. So I don't want to make him mad.
Can you give me a hint that a local that I would know, but you won't have to say it. Say what restaurant you're having an old beer at without saying what restaurant you're having an old beer at.
Wavelengths.
Oh, ooh, shit. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Had it Saturday, tasted good.
Uh-huh.
Had it Tuesday, tasted funny.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Yeah. I mean, still not a bad, time.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just like, this one tastes a little funny.
I went in there for the first time this past weekend. I didn't get anything.
Mm. Would you just use their bathroom and eat their free pretzels?
No. It was just the middle of the day. I didn't have any money, and I was watching my child have her first like mall-esque experience with her friends. So
I was going and watch the sports
ball. I was doing dad duty. But I was just like, I never checked. I never actually have gone inside. So I'm like, I'm going to go inside. And yeah, it's cool. Is your picture up over there?
Do I have a picture on the wall yet? But do I have a brass badge on the table yet? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
No, but. I keep getting, oh, yeah, you look like Matt.
Damn it. Ugh. Like, oh, everyone looks at you like, why do I know that guy? Do I know that guy?
Yeah.
You're like, I look like Matt. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Matt. We know Matt.
We know Matt.
Oh, yeah. Where do you work? Oh, I work at Goldstein's.
Oh. I work at Goldstein's.
There are a few different people that work at both.
What if they're old trumpet solo fans that can't place you?
Wow, that would be an amazing day. I would buy them a beer.
You've never gotten that. Aren't you a drummer, trumpet solo?
Except for my nephew, no.
That counts. Okay. Hey, weren't you the drummer jump solo? Yeah, you know this.
Well, you know this.
I was just realizing that. I was just looking at you. I was like, wait, shit. My uncle's the drummer jump solo.
I forget. Brother, did you ever brag about your special birthday gift? Since we're on the subject.
Braggadocious. Only on Instagram.
What am I?
Do I need to do that here?
Too? Yeah. Come on. I don't need to go on your Instagram. Let's hear about it.
Nobody wants to go there?
No.
Nobody wants to see my.
It's a mess now. There's so many. The algorithm, there's a gazillion accounts. I'm going back to blogs now. I'm just going
to nobody wants to see antiquated Volkswagen parts or dogs.
Well,
my latest fascination is sunrise photos because all the fires in California.
Yeah. Oh my God. The sun was insane this evening. Oh, going through the trees. Like it was like, it looked orange. It looked like some sort of digital art rendering of the sun.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, we were like tripping out on it.
It's like, oh, this is amazing.
Amazing sun,
but I'm dying because there's soot in my lungs.
Yeah. And
crystalline silica particles from.
What is it you get for birthday?
Okay, so my nephew is fascinated that I have an album. I know it's hard to believe.
Oh, really? You collect records?
No, we trumpet solo made in
Okay.
2010. Gotcha. We put songs on compact disc.
I got that one.
But he knows I like vinyl records. So he's like, why didn't Trumpet Solo ever do vinyl? I was like, well, it's rather expensive and we never got to do it. And
wasn't quite as popular then.
Yeah. So he found a way to press Trumpet Solo to vinyl.
Ooh.
A custom one-off.
One-off? I want to buy it.
Okay.
Put that on eBay right now.
And we'll see how
much I will piss off Joshua Teehee. I was like, aha! Got the other trumpet solo pressing, bro.
Bidding war between.
Yeah, it's just, you're just like, fuck, two guys are like blowing up this bin.
Yeah, and Dan Ziggy Stardust. Bidding war.
So you've got your own vinyl pressing.
Not only my own, the one and only.
Oh.
One of one.
One of one.
Wow.
Complete with album artwork.
Did your bandmates see this?
Yes.
Are they insanely jealous?
Insanely jealous. They have not slept since.
I can't sleep anymore. I can't sleep. Nick's got her only vinyl pressing. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
What else, Nick?
It is pretty amazing. Bottle Logic. Hey, you're having a Bottle Logic, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. That's pretty good. Yeah. I was suspecting it was old when I opened it, but I think it might be all right.
Are you having the recursion?
No. I'm in that part of my life where I'm having a recursion.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're asking.
Midlife
recursion right now.
Yeah. Well, they're releasing a West Coast IPA with Eldorado, Simcoe, Mosaic, and Columbus. And then dry hopped again with Mosaic and Simcoe.
Oh, okay.
That's
quite an excessive dry hopping.
Put in my mailbox.
Aren't you supposed to just dry hop with like one?
They don't care.
Isn't that the law? Like one
the law.
One drop, one dry hopping, one hop per dry hop. One hop one per dry hop.
Law.
One dry
per, hop. I'm sorry, this is a dry hop county.
This county dry hop. What y'all doing there? Oh, where's dry hopping our beer? Looks like you got two different hops there. Yeah. Yeah, we like the dry hop. Well, son, this is a one hop county. I need you to step aside, step out of the fermenter, sir.
We need you to shut that whirlpool down while you're here.
Hey, why don't you shut that whirlpool down there?
Hey, you're getting all the dogs riled up with the whirling.
It's called a centrifuge. All right, whatever you call it, I need you to shut it down.
We see. Let me see your hop manifest.
See your paperwork there, son.
See the paperwork.
Well, I got all the permits for double dry hopping, sir. Yeah. Let me see you there.
Now, double dry hopping, does that mean two times with the same hop or one time with two hops?
I don't know that. Answer that question, sir. He got me on that one. All right, then, there. Carry on. As long as you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you can go ahead.
Oh, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Doesn't know what he's doing. Just let him go. That's all right.
Next, he's going to try and make a lager. Watch
him make a lager. Let's watch him make a Maybach.
Double-fruited Maybach.
Y'all make one of them Maybachs? I won't have me in my
GABF box. Certified.
Y'all got them JBF medals here?
I'm going to need to see your medals.
Excuse me, Zon. I'm going to need to see your medals. Is that all you got, Nick?
That's what I got.
All right. Matt was saying, congrats to all the GABF winners, all the show related GABF winners. Came out of nowhere, didn't even know it was happening. And then, like, on the Friday, I was like, and then you start seeing these GABF tweets. I'm like, boy, these brewery Twitter accounts are acting like GABF is happening. That's stupid. Then by Saturday, I'm like, oh, shit, GABF is happening. So I guess it was online. And then the Craft Brewers Conference was happening at the same time, which I don't understand. That's not normal, right? Craft Brewers Conference and GABF happening same weekend. I saw Mike from Tioga Sequoia was at the CBC.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I wonder what happened there. I wonder what kind of things they discussed.
I thought they were in Oktoberfest for some reason, but they were in California.
California. A radar alerted to the fact that I didn't even see this, that United States Postal Service is going to offer a new service for cold chain packaging shipments. And the picture, it has a little white styrofoam cooler that you package that cooler up and they'll send it. It doesn't say alcohol. It just says they will ship cold items for you now as a new thing. Is that an industry term, Matt? Chain packaging? What is that? Have you heard that before? Chain packaging shipments. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I guess it's like one step closer to legally shipping beer, United States Postal Service, but they're like, wink, you can ship cold things now. Wink. We're not going to say what cold things you can ship. Wink. But you can ship wink cold wink things now. Wink, wink.
Did it start cold?
Transfer cold things. You can cold transfer all your shipments.
Shipments.
Some looking out for beers. Rogue Ales has a Shakespeare Stout that they just packaged, which apparently is a retro beer. Is one of the three original beers that they came out with when they first opened their tap room down in Southern Oregon.
And I'm sorry, but who the hell carries Rogue beer anymore?
I don't know. I guess BevMo or
Total right.
Wine and BevMo still do. If you don't mind the aging process that goes through those places. So that's kind of
fluctuations.
The big one to look out for, though, is this Trillium, which I love Trillium's labels and beer names. We can't get Trillium at all here, but I see them. They use maps on their labels. They use foot pedals on their labels, and they're highly rated beer. I'm just like, Trillium's one of the breweries that we've never gotten here. And I'm like, I wish we could get Trillium. They collab with Alvarado Street. With two beers. One's called My Name is JC, which is a West Coast IPA. And then they have another one called My Name is Also JC, which is an East Coast IPA, which is a New England IPA. So they made two beers, Westie and then a Hazy. And they both use HBC 586 hop. And then the West Coast has, did they have a different hot bill? I don't know. But they both use the same hots, but one's a Hazy and one's a Westy. So, but the Yakima Chief hops are involved as well. That's a big looking out for. And I saw one of the gas stations on the other side of town has it here.
Wow.
That I don't go, the side of town I don't go to. I'm too scared to go to because the signs turn brown. And I'm like, well, I got to turn around.
You don't got your unvaccination card.
My card showing that I'm not vaccinated. No, they kick you out of there. But yeah, looking out for that somehow. By the way, all this shipping talk, we have an address that you can send things to. Cold transferred or not cold transferred. Postcards, cold transferred things, whatever you want. Look at the bottom of the show notes. The address is there. It's on Bullard.
Yeah, bottom. It's at the bottom.
It's at the bottom. It says Bullard Avenue. You're good. You found it.
The same way you date your cans at the bottom, we include our address.
Yep, we could our address at the bottom. It's right by China Bistro. You can't miss it.
Now I'm hungry.
And now I'm hungry. China Bistro, best Chinese food in Fresno.
Chow mein assistant.
Oh, you like chow mein, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you could ever get the proper answer for the best Chinese food in Fresno.
Yeah, you can. I just answered it for you. That's proper.
I think you could ask for like, you know, we have districts in our city. Mm-hmm. I think you could find the best Chinese food restaurant in each district.
Yeah.
And have multiples that are equals. But I don't think there's just one that does everything.
Hmm. May I refer you to China Bistro?
That's Blackstone, just south of Herndon, right?
No. They do have a northeast one. I have no idea what it does, but all I know is the Bullard and West one is on point.
And, yeah, for your area, that's probably good.
Opposite corner from More Than Pizza.
Yes. The same parking lot, yeah. And then there's that new place that took over one of our favorite sushi places. Which we haven't tried yet. Have you guys tried that place?
No, we're too sad about Maru.
Too sad about Maru. I can't. You're not Maru. You stick your head in and go, you're not Maru. Maru was good.
The Hawaiian barbecue place next to Beer Rock Shop's good.
Oh, is that the
Are
new?
They open again?
Because they had the whole issue with the glass broken and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Well,
and then Beer Rock Shop got ran into.
Oh, it did? I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't been there. One of their
customers rolled right through the front door.
Wow, that makes sense. They have a very high clientele to put the gas pedal into the store ratio. The store.
Yes. I'm not trying to be ageist, but no. I'm guessing it was a Crown Victoria.
Yes. Ooh, whoa.
Maybe a Mercury.
For those that don't know or live in the Fresno area, the little section of town that we're talking about has the people that inhabit those four street corners probably have the median age of like 70 to 85.
Yeah. So. I feel very young when I go in there. I'm like, oh man, I'm just a kid.
Whippersnapper. You ever go up to anybody and go like, hey, can you buy me some beer?
Hey, buy me some beer.
Hey, can you buy me some beer?
Buy me some beer.
Well, you see, mister, I'm kind of still in high school. Like, buy me some beer. Yeah. Crown Victoria, Grand Marquis, maybe a Mark 7.
Oopsie daisy. Wait, no. Did they go into a booth, somebody's booth? Because that place is usually packed.
Oh, I don't know if people were sitting in the chairs. But the chairs were relocated 4 feet into the...
Wow. It's about time that happened there. Really. It was inevitable.
That's happened to that Save Mart more than once. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen that too. It happened to not the Starbucks, but the Broilers. The Broilers over there with the Starbucks on Shaw and that happened there. I didn't see it, but I was inside. I was inside the Starbucks. Everything was fine. Went inside the Starbucks, came out. There was a person inside the Broilers in their car. I was like, oh, that's different from when I was outside. no idea. Like in the Starbucks, no idea. It's like two doors down. Zero idea. Wow. And I like came out and was like, oh, that happened.
Somebody's taking a massive dump next door.
Yeah, we're in Starbucks like, whoa, fuck. Yeah.
Wow. Getting rammy over there.
Yeah. Wow. I really hope I edit all that out, but I won't.
Oh man, that's some good stuff.
No, I'd say I won't. I probably should though.
Yeah. We're gonna lose our elderly listeners.
Yep. There goes our older demographic. Our demographic that's about to lose their license. Gone. Not listening to Perfect Four anymore.
We're out of here.
Them sons of bitches.
Well, you know, because they were researching podcasts and they found the one where, you know, Pliny the Older or whatever it was called. And
that was last week's show.
They're all my best buddy used to be named Pliny.
I used to have a child named Pliny.
Now I'm an elder.
I sold some. The Alaskan wilderness. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Four. It is a 24/7 voicemail line. Nobody's going to pick up. It's just there waiting for you to call it. No matter what state of affairs you're in. Even if you listen to other podcasts in the Dorktown Collective of podcasts, you can call it. All are welcome.
Don't crush people's dreams. You could answer it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, I've
said this before. I have answered it before. There is a voice. Google Voice has a option of like send to phone or ignore and go to voicemail. And right now it's set to voicemail, but I might get drunk and just fucking answer it. You never know. Email it, a voicemail to us, record something, and then email it to us. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. And let's go with the traditional voicemails to start it off. Who is here with
Hello,
us?
Perfect Poor. This is Psycho Bear once again.
Psycho Bear is back.
Got some happier, better news this time. In any case, brand new brewery, about 3 months old. You guys need to check out here in Emeryville called Wondrous. The owner is doing some magic here. Yesterday, because I'm on my way to work. Yes, I'm driving. I had a wonderful tea IPA, double IPA, just fantastic. Clean, herbal, floral. Before that, I had Lodi, another Imperial double. Just everything this guy does is on point. Any case, real quick, went up to Urban Roots last weekend, and I know everybody knows Urban Roots, but the barbecue, I had pork belly burnt ends. Ooh. Go get it. Anyways, Psycho Bear signing off. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, I thought he was going to do it. Sorry. Burnt ends. You like burn-ins? You guys like burn-ins?
No.
Not a burn-in pan?
Not a burn-in pan.
I'm all right. I cut off the burn-ins for someone else. I'll take the non-burnt-ins.
I'll take non-burn-ins. You have any non-burnt-ins? I'm all right with burn-ins.
But he's right. There is good barbecue. Been there. Want to go back.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Psycho Bear.
Psycho Bear is back again.
Only second time calling. First time bearer of bad news, but good news this time. Made it up to Urban Roots Brewing and had what I believe the Nick 80 calls.
Oh.
A get it? Not a get it. I don't know. It's some beer he's looking out for. Looking out for. There you go.
Yeah.
I had a.
That's a thing.
Be more kind. Okay. Damn good beer. As you guys know, Urban Roots. Oh, and by the way.
Everything Urban Roots does is good.
Pork belly burnt ends. Woo!
I think he's giving us a variation.
Anyways.
This is a variant.
The brewery you guys should look out for here in Emeryville. Wondrous Brewing. Had a fantastic
the first one was IPA tester. This is the real one.
The tea. Dank. Just tropical. Fantastic. Also, Lodi Imperial Double IPA. Just perfectly well done by Wynn. Great job. Another place to try out, Line 51 down in Jack London Square. Damn good brewery. Damn good guys. Anyways, thanks for doing me the justice of keeping my day moving smoothly. Keep up the good work, guys. I'll keep on listening. Goodbye. Go Bears!
What? Bears?
Cow Bears. He's the East Bay. He's the East Bay guy. Bear,
stay perfectly still.
Stay perfectly still. Slowly walk away.
Oakland. I feel like we've heard of Wondrous Brewing before.
Oakland. I don't know. I haven't.
I feel like it's just in my mind that you're not playing along.
Well, you go to... Oh, sorry. I'm not that smart.
Could have swore somebody's recommended it to us before.
Sometimes you think we're smarter than you think we are. Wait, what?
I am so smart. SMRT.
Hey, guys. It's Paul. What's up, Paul? I may have stumbled on a new little mini voicemail segment.
Oh.
Voicemail or show within a show idea. It's called a, it's the, I don't know what it's called. The concept is tips for the budget-minded craft beer enthusiast.
All right.
Because I've become a budget-minded craft beer enthusiast.
I'm with you.
Ever since the pandemic, I'm a lot more cognizant of the dollar amount that I spend.
Got to make it last.
I'm going to talk this week about Bitburger. I think we all know Bitburger. Pretty big German brewer. They are a macro producer, but their beer is quite good. Imagine if the macro beers in this country were even half as good as this. This is a solid lager. Got a very crisp pilsner with a nice, slightly creamy yeast character. Anyway, I was at Trader Joe's recently, bastion of budget beers, and I was eyeballing a four-pack of a New Glory lager. I can't remember the name of it, but it was $8.99 for a four-pack, which is a pretty good deal for a four-pack of a craft lager. But then I looked up on the shelf above it, and I saw a four-pack of Bitburger for $4.99.
Ooh,
a four-pack.
Yeah.
That's like
that.
$1.25 a beer, right? Or $1.30-something a beer. Anyway, pardon my math, but my point is, Bitburger's fucking good. Ever since then, I have been going and buying a four-pack or two every time I go to Trader Joe's. Now, I know probably most of you have Trader Joe's in your area. I don't know if every one of them has Bitburger, but I implore you to grab a four-pack of Bitburger the next time you're there. And trust me, it's good. It's solid. It's not going to blow your mind. It's not going to knock your socks off, but it's a solid beer. It's a good one to always have in the fridge for a hot day or just a refreshing afternoon quencher. Okay, that is your budget beer tip of the week. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. I like it. I'm down with it. More budget beers, please. And now I guess I have to go to the Trader Joe's here. I have yet to go to Trader Joe's since they moved from Blackstone. But it was in Defiance.
Don't worry, the parking's not any better.
It isn't. It was in Defiance before in protest for them moving away from Central Fresno. But now it's at a point where it's just like, it's just too far. It's on the other side of 40. I don't really go on the other side of 41 anymore for personal or any personal thing. So I pretty much stay this side of 41, though, west side. So if you're on the other side of 41, I can't help you.
No overpasses for you.
No, can't do it. That's a good tip. I like that segment, and I think we should keep up the good work on that one.
Hello, Perfect Four Podcast Nation and family.
Oh, my God.
It is the Fontana Jim calling us. Hey, what's happening?
TFJ.
How's everybody doing?
We're good.
I'm driving. That's fun.
Yeah.
Who's all going down to this Untapped Festival in the San Diego?
Festival.
I have tickets for the VIP on the Saturday. That's the second session because they're calling Friday the first session and the first session Saturday is the second session. Whatever. So, who's there? Who's going? I know I got Hoftown going. We got Robin and Ant going, so there will be some Garage Boy representation down in the San Diegos. Thinking of doing an after party because, you know, after I'm drinking for 4 or 5 hours, like, you know what you need? You need to drink some more.
Yeah.
So,
got to keep that buzz going.
DM me, text me. I know some of you guys have my digits. I'm all on the grams and the Twitterverse and all that fun stuff. Make room to be up in Carlsbad. We're definitely planning on hitting Pure Project. They got a tasting room up there. And, well, you know, we need to eat something, so there's always pizza port in the village. So let me know what everyone's plans are. If you're coming out, you're hanging out, so what you doing? This is Fontana Jim. Signing off. Fontana. Keep up the good work, guys.
There it is.
Fontana. Fontana.
Fontana.
Oh, let's go on to the Untapped Festival. Jim will be there on the Saturday, end of the month, or actually it's the beginning of October. I have a special report. This just in. Breaking news. I will be in San Diego that weekend. I don't know that I'll be able to meet up with anybody, but it is a group of friends meet up, and I won't be able to control what we're doing, but I have suggested going to that Untapped Festival on the Saturday because we will be seeing Pearl Jam in Capistrano Beach, actually it's Dana Point on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, we'll be in San Diego. And I suggested the Untapped Festival as a beginning to that Saturday. And it was crickets. It was met with crickets to that suggestion. Here. So I don't know that that's going to happen, but I may be able to go to that Untapped Festival, but probably not. So, but Jim's looking for anybody that's going to the Untapped Festival on the Saturday, which would be, I think that might be October 2nd or October 1st. I'm not exactly sure, but they have a get it at the Untapped Festival in San Diego.
Do we have a get it badge yet?
Nope. Untap is not recognized as an entity yet. Damn bastard.
Well, somebody called him up.
Somebody called him up.
Hey, we need a badge.
Hey, we need a badge. All right. Still got some voicemails. Let's go to the emailed kind. So what we got?
What a perfect pour. Should you be here? Quick thing, Holmes. Wazoo. Man, Wazoo. This dude is amazing, bro. Wazoo Corvette sent me a text over the weekend. It wasn't even a text, homie. It was a beer menu, homie. From where? From Tioga Sequoia, Holmes. Asked me to pick a couple beers. I picked a couple beers. I picked the TDH, Azaka, General Sherman. Of course, I got to get my favorite DDH Sherman. And then I went with some pills and some lagers. Bredaville, California Lager, and also your Hoppy Pilsner. I forgot the name. It's called Travels or something like that. This guy, I thought it was going to be a can each. This guy sent me four cans of each. I got the first shipment was four cans of the TDH Azaka and four cans of the California Lager. Wazoo, you're an amazing person. Thank you for reaching out like that. He knows I love my favorite West Coast IPA is General Sherman, and homeboy came through. Just to pay him back, I sent him a couple parks, homie, a couple parks. Parks from LA and parks from San Diego. So he's getting some North Park and he's getting some Highland Park, homes. So enjoy those, buddy. They should be coming in soon. So you can have them for the weekend. He said there's another beer mail coming out. Awesome. Those are probably the other two, the DDH and the Hoppy Pills coming through. What else? I just want to give up a big ups to, Clipper Steve on Twitter. He's doing, we're doing a beer trade. He's sending me a case of mixed, Green Cheek. But this is going to be all lagers. I've been on a lager kick, Pilsner lager kick, mainly hoppy lagers and Pilsners. So he's going to send me a half a case of Green Cheek and then a mixed case of, I don't know what else. So one case. And now what am I sending him? I'm sending him my Nintendo, homie, with Excitebike, Zelda, Ring King, and Spy Hunter with two controllers at work. And it's been modded to run on a HDMI cable. So, trading that for a case of, cool hoppy lagers. That's it. Also Evil Circle. We talked about, Cervecería del Pueblo in, Pasadena. I just want to give him a big up, homie. A homie reached out to me, the owner on Twitter. And, I guess he's been having people show up and telling them that Chewy Beer sent them, which is pretty fucking cool, Holmes. I don't know if it was Evil Circle or somebody else, but, he said like three people showed up. Two were together and one was a separate party, saying Chewy Beer sent them there. So he hit me up on Twitter. Everybody, Pasadena, Cervecería del Pueblo is a Latino based owner. Great host. He's the brewer. He's there. You can meet him. He'll show you the brewery. Real small, very, it's actually very romantic. If you're taking your girl out, I recommend that place. The atmosphere is really
what
nice.
About your hyena?
Not loud. It's pretty cool. great beers. Check out their menu. Go hit them up. Tell them Chewy Beer sent you again. Other than that, quick little thing. I'll call you back if there's some other things I want to talk about, but just making it short, giving out a couple little shout outs and some thank yous. This is Chewy Beer. Yeah, I do watch, homie. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Thank you, Chew. Always great. Chew doing it up there in the SoCal area. I like that somebody's sending him Green Cheek. Like he's in,
it's right there.
He's in Southern California. He's like, hey, I'm gonna send you some Green Cheek beer. I'm all right. That's like somebody, it's like somebody sending me some Dust Bowl or something. Like, hey, Mike, I'm gonna send you some Dust Bowl. Oh,
yeah.
All right, cool.
Just had some of my China Bistro.
Oh. Yeah, wow. China Bistro would get some Dust Bowl. Man, next level. Thank you, Chew. One more voicemail this week, and it is from...
Hey, guys. It's Courtney.
Hi,
I wanted to say hi and that I'm bummed. I just checked in some beer. And I don't have the dark mode on Untappd. And I checked my settings. But anyway, I just wanted to say that work has left me totally socially tapped out, no pun intended, by Friday.
Hey, bro.
So I've missed a
My
few Zooms.
My boss has been yelling at me, man.
But I am glad there have been shenanigans at random get-its and things like that. I was going to say something. Dang it. You know what?
Come on, Carter.
I'm not going to stop
you
and
can do
record
it.
This.
Yeah, this is live.
I don't have
this
time.
This is live.
And I'm sure it'll come to me if I just keep talking. Oh,
it.
There it goes.
We'll
okay,
work it
so
out. See?
I did want to say, hey, Wazoo, thank you for tolerating my quick, like, fly in and by and out. Actually,
we all can't have a cool job like Wazoo.
Was like, we had to do this like work, and she's like, let's go to the rec room, which is the new little tap room down the street from Tioga. And I'm like, awesome. I thought she was awesome to work with prior to this, but I'm like, yes. But at the same time, I had wine plans at like 6:30. So I was like, I'm
dude,
just gonna
you
have
gotta cancel
teasers.
Those wine plans.
And then right then, like, I realized that Wazoo was gonna be in town. And actually funny thing happened with a bunch of those. Well, semi funny thing happened with a bunch of those, Ale Trail shirts, which I'll put in the Discord. But anywho, I wouldn't have ditched my wine hangout, because I was looking forward to it. And as I told Wazoo, I especially couldn't ditch the wine hangout because her husband works at Tioga. And that wouldn't have been good at all. I've been lazy about check-ins. I'm sorry. And I've been missing from Zoom. Wine was good, although it is definitely like 12 to 14% alcohol. And I definitely forgot that at
good.
One point. Anywho, keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, as a beer drinker, you're like, oh, I'll just have a whole glass of this. Then you're like, you're having a whole. Like, you're having this wine is just like highly. They got the wine loves the alcohol content. They're just all about alcohol.
Yeah.
And as a beer drinker, you're like, whoa, what the fuck? You're just like, this is 12%. You're just sitting here drinking a glass of 12% alcohol. You're nuts.
Yeah, fine. No, that's fine.
No, it's nuts. It's nuts, Nick.
It's not. It's like a triple IPA. Just think of it like a triple.
You're just
IPA.
Sitting there sipping on a triple IPA. No, they're downing it. They're not even sipping it.
Yeah, and then think of it as having a second triple IPA.
Yeah,
after the first one.
Exactly. I'd be messed up, dude. I'm done for like 3 days. Like day three, people are still like, "What's going on, Mike?" Well, 3 days ago, I drank wine. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Everyone work is like, dude, you're not like performing well. Like, usually you perform okay, but today you're just like not.
It's noticeable.
You're just noticeably bad. Oh, yeah. 3 days ago, I had wine. So that's what's going on with me.
You know what I'm saying?
The moral of this story in this whole podcast is don't have wine.
That's our mission statement.
Yeah. I think you're pretty. You didn't read the fine print when you signed the contract forever on the perfect board. You're forever on here. You can never leave.
Damn it.
This show will never stop.
No shows ever stop.
Have you ever noticed that no podcasts ever stop? Like none of the ones we know. They never stop.
Never gonna stop.
No. They all just keep going. Everyone just keeps going. Keeps playing the charade. Keeps playing the game. Nobody
We're gonna
wants...
be famous one day.
Yeah. We're just all gonna be famous one day. We're not, guys. heads up to all the other beer podcasts.
Add money to come rolling in.
Yeah, I'm fine with being the elder statesman of the beer podcast. Nobody's ever going to fucking get rich or popular, guys. We're here. We've got our audience now. This is what they are. Podcasting's not getting any bigger.
Yeah.
Podcasting is big as it's, I know it grows every year. Technically, it grows 3% every year. We're here. This is what it is.
This is it.
We're just going to do this forever.
But when is now?
What is now? Do you think they have podcasts in heaven? Do you think anyone's podcasting in heaven? Of course it is. It's heaven. Heaven's all podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's what.
Do they have radio and podcasts?
No.
In heaven?
No, radio.
There's no radio. There's no radio in podcast in heaven. There's no radio in podcast. This is what happens.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
leave her name. Thanks, everyone. Don't be afraid to call in. It's fine. We won't do this to you every time. I opened a new beer while Courtney was, I think it was Courtney or Emil's with you. It was a chew, but it's another Central California beer. There does not exist. Solar Static.
Good.
Solar Static. It's very good. There does not exist. And Liquid Gravity. I don't know what's going on in the Central Coast, San Luis Obispo, but it's pretty crazy how good you got three freaking premium brewers right there with the Central Coast Brewing, yeah. Liquid Gravity, and There Does Not Exist. Firestone's looking at them going like, how are they doing this? That's how crazy it is.
Maybe they're drinking the wine.
Firestone's they're spending their time drinking wine. But, I mean, come on, we know San Luis Obispo is brewing Paso Robles. So. Shh, everyone be quiet.
Shh.
It's quiet. Shh. Trying to watch a movie. Shh. Shh. The new Star Wars movie. Shh.
We're focusing.
Matt, what were you drinking this week? Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
I was also bad with checking in things.
Boo! So. Memory. Let's access that brain.
Mm-hmm.
What did you drink?
The big brain.
There was an Imperial IPA from Beer Zombies, and then there was like a. I just remember it said dip hopped instead of dry hopped. So I don't know the difference of that processing.
What? Dip hopped?
But there was like.
We dip hop like ours.
Like an agriculture influenced beer.
All right. I'm in on that.
It's from Spokeasy. I don't remember the brewery. And then I really didn't check in anything else this past week, so I couldn't tell you.
Dude, Untappd stock just went down a notch. I just lost. I just lost $5,000.
Oh, they can't fund the next badge.
Nope. You have to donate to fund the next badge.
Yeah.
Well, when Matt checks in, it's Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd. Just hit him up in the DMs. Say, whoa, bro. Check in more.
Whoa, bro.
Say, whoa, bro.
Whoa, bro.
Whoa, bro. The Nick 80. The Nick 80. Did you untap any more than your brother did?
zero more.
Oh my God. You guys, well, I didn't have anything, you guys are terrible. Dude, no untap's going to bounce your account. Untap's going to just delete you guys.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You're not producing for them.
I don't need more social media, so.
Oh, that's the only social media. It's the only social media. Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm coming up with, like, zeitgeist-style, like, words.
Are you drinking the wine in between?
Social media. I don't call it social media. I call it social media.
Are you drinking wine over there?
Yeah, I'm drinking wine over here, guys. Sorry.
We're just drinking wine. So I didn't check any. I didn't check in because I didn't have anything unique this week.
Okay. You're the purist.
One thing I did do.
You're untapped purist.
Yeah, I'm pure. I went to Barrel House on Saturday night instead of Tuesday night, and man, that was a different experience.
Different crowd. Saturday night, Bro Town. Was it Bro Town?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Was it a scene? Was it sceney?
It was sceney. Okay. It was, yes. It was very, like, I never would have guessed you drink beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a wristband thing on Saturday night.
What?
They don't do wristbands on Tuesdays.
So that you can drink outside in that little courtyard?
I think so. I think because they have the beer garden and you could walk across and stuff. And there's quite a few more people out. It was nice, beautiful night. The roll-up doors are not open yet. They have not.
It's not cool enough yet.
Gone back to the open air market style.
Yeah,
all right. But nice night to sit on the patio and people watch.
Right. See if the guys can score. And then I'm like, oh, this guy's not going to score. And you're like, this guy.
You're over explaining double dry hopping.
Well, you see, the double dry hop process is you bring in these other hops and then you do it and hop it again. And you want to go back to my car or?
That's what I imagine I'm gonna have.
That's
it. I parked over the Target parking lot. You want to go to my car? I'm over the Target parking lot. I'm like, do I have to walk across the street? Yeah, we're gonna have to go to the crosswalk. It's all right. Let's stay here.
Why? Anything you want in the dollar bin?
Anything you want.
And then we'll go to the Starbucks in the Target.
We'll go to the Target Starbucks, the most coveted of Starbucks.
Yes,
the Target Starbucks. Target Starbucks.
Retail within a retail.
Oh man!
Everybody's favorite pastime.
Hey, the Vaughn. I worked at Vaughn's. Sean Marks. We had a Panda Express inside their Vaughn's.
Express.
Panda Express inside the grocery store.
Panda Express,
motherfucker. Wow. I think it was Fresno's first Panda Express. It was inside the Vaughn's.
Wow.
Think about that.
Is that like Yoshino's when it was in the market or Catalano?
No, even better.
Even better because Panda Express.
It's Panda Express. Orange chicken.
Orange
chicken all day. All the orange chicken you want. What do you get at Panda Express, Nick? What do you get?
Orange chicken, Kung Pao chicken, and chow mein.
All right. You get the two item dinner combo. Two item combo.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you get at Panda Express?
depends on the day. I'm a fan of their teriyaki chicken, orange chicken, and their surf and turf.
What is that one?
And the black pepper chicken. That one's good too.
Yeah.
And then always half and half on chow mein and rice.
You do a half and half.
And then I also go as far to, I'll buy the teriyaki sauce and the orange chicken sauce from Target.
Whoa. Next level.
Because
Mikey's
mind. Because they have a lot less sodium and sugar than most other comparable sauces on the shelf.
Uh-huh.
And so I'll actually just get frozen popcorn chicken from the freezer aisle, and I'll just make my own, you know, veggie rice bowls with popcorn chicken and just choose one of the sauces.
You've got your own hack. You got your own, own hack. Make it home. Let's see if I had a very light week as well.
Uh-oh.
I was in a budget / calorie cutting mode all week. So, AKA horrible week. Terrible, terrible week. I actually had 3 days where I only had one beer for 3 days. That is
wow.
Not happened for a long, long time. And I've been sober this whole time from the last podcast. It's terrible. So I'm having a great time right now because I'm like, oh, I actually can feel a buzz. Remember buzz? Remember having a buzz?
Yeah.
That's great. So I don't have much to report as well. Pretty much the only thing I had was a couple that rent house. Like Nick was talking about like this rent house collab last week at the market. I'm like, fucking A.
Yeah.
Gotta get that.
Get it.
They went down there and they got like 5 rent house beers there. So I'm like, hella yeah. I got one called Suntan. It is a session IPA from Rent House. That's a good beer. Then there was like a lager called Valley Beer from Rent House. See, Phoenix. I lived in Phoenix as well as the Fresno. Phoenix has, they call it the Valley too. Fresno, we call it the Central Valley, San Joaquin Valley. So the Valley, Valley Floor, lots of Valley talk. Phoenix also has their own Valley and talk about the Valley as well.
What?
So
Rent House, trying to be like us?
Yeah. Well, they try to be like us. So, Rent House has one called Valley Beer. It was a lager. That was very good. Very good lager. And also had the Mammoth Brewing Company's Pale Ale. Yosemite Pale Ale. And that's pretty much it. Tioga Sequoia El Cap. That.
Ooh, nice.
And those
Tall were, Boy?
Yep, the Tall Boy. Yep, the Tall Boy.
The Tall.
And those are the only beers I've had since the last show. So it was a really sad
week. Wow.
Really sad week for me.
Super sad.
Let's hope I have a better weekend, guys. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drink too many calories. Having a better weekend. Yeah. Let's get some calories going. It's pretty messed up that the best things in life have lots of calories. That's not cool. Why does that have to be? Like who invented this? Like, well,
invented calories.
We're going to make all the things you like. We're going to have a lot of calories on them. Why'd you have to do that? Why didn't you just make the things that are really good low calorie? Why didn't you do that? Nah, we're not going to do that. We're going to make all the things you like really fucking high calorie.
That's right.
Like, that's fucked up, dude. Life is fucked up. I don't know if you realize this or not, but just news flash.
You're welcome.
News flash from Mikey from the Burger Boar says life is fucked up. So go with that. We're having a good episode, guys. I don't know if you know.
Amazing.
I don't know if you're aware. It's a pretty good episode. This is putting us in the podcast hall of fame right now.
That's right.
cheese. We just got huge and hungry.
Yep. Who wants to give out some cheers, Matt? Do you have any cheers you'd like to share with the community of the Perfect Boar?
Yeah, just cheers out to the patrons.
The Golden Guts?
Yeah, the continued supporters of this program. They keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool. Wonder why we have that address at the bottom underneath the can of the Perfect Boar.
Underneath
that address. Cheers out to them. Nick.
Cheers to XL Perro. I haven't heard from him for a while.
Resident Arizonian.
Fireball resident has the quarterback of his team. Let's go.
Fireball
reference.
Fireball
reference is episode we got.
Yeah. He showed up in the Porum recently asking me if I would try a hazy beer solely based on the label. And the answer is yes. Yes, I would.
We know. You've done this many times on the show.
Oh yes.
Label by
Cool Label. Sure.
We is know it beer?
Okay.
The two,
we'll deal with that later.
The two best styles for labels / names, hazies and sours.
And sours.
Hazies and sours do the best labels, best names. I don't know why. Nobody knows why, but they always have the best names and labels. I think it's because when you're a brewer, mm-hmm. For some reason,
you drink wine.
You drink wine all day, then you start coming up with beer names.
Yeah,
but for some reason, the most energy goes into hazies and sour related things.
They're spending their time. Huh?
So, like, for some, I don't know why, but it seems like everyone likes West Coast pales or. And stouts and browns, whatever. They're just like, we'll spend 5 minutes thinking about the label and the name. But for hazies and sours, brown. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But the hazies and sours, we'll spend hours of like research and like trying 80 different names and blah, blah, blah. All this graphic. We'll get the best graphic artist for this one.
Chalkboard art.
So, sours and hazies have all the best names. And I'll fall for all the hazy labels.
Thank you.
You give me a new beer with a hazy, a new beer that's pale, IPA, or hazy, and it's got a cool label, I'm just buying it.
Yeah.
Because it's new. Never had it. Maybe it's got some sort of magic in it.
Oh, the magic.
Cheers to all the Golden Gods, like Matt said. Thank you guys for giving us money that we can pay for all our bills with. So big cheers to you. And cheers to Radar and Chew Your Beer and to the Ants. For sharing the show and showing all the things and all that. And also, cheers to Norm MacDonald.
Oh,
One of my favorites all time from SNL. Favorite comedians. And he passed away this week.
So. I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think
you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time, but I think, I don't know, people calling me, man, they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter.
Please don't make me laugh at this.
He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter.
That's not...
And you know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And so, you know, the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? Nah, you don't even want to know, man.
Please don't do this anymore.
Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was Tommy with a stick. I could eat him and his kid.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only a thousand times.
That's for the kids.
All right, but it was a good bit. Norm MacDonald.
Yeah. Thanks.
Norm MacDonald, legend.
Thanks a lot.
And
I'll never know how it ends.
And Turd Ferguson, Norm MacDonald, is the best. He's been battling cancer for 10 years, and he's just been kept it out of the, he didn't want anyone talking about it, so he wasn't really telling anyone about it because he just wanted to, live his life without everyone worrying about him having cancer. So,
yeah.
Big cheers to Norm. And cheers to everybody that listens to the show, enjoys the show, and shares the show. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate it. We'll drink hazies to you all week long.
Oh, God. Do we have to?
Or stouts. Nobody knows what a stout is anymore, but
we
can do it still. You notice that, stouts are just... Has there ever been a more quiet time for stouts than right now?
Not since 1993.
It is, so quiet for stouts. Nobody's even talking about barrel-aged stouts. Remember when barrel-aged had its moment and stuff? I mean, talking about that.
Then you randle it.
Yeah, whatever. Stouts are so... quiet right now. Wow. We're living in the quiet stout era. And Nick, it's not cool for Nick.
It's a new generation.
Yeah. Alright, well, go wake up your stouts.
Uh-huh.
Have a great week. Be safe.
Yep.
Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
Bye. But what else? What else is there to do?
Check. Check.